What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life in the Dust Live. This is your boy, Seti J, and you're tuning in to the Holiday Hoedown here on Life in the Dust Live. Yes, okay. Y'all know, since I'm in Texas, I had to do something corny. You know, y'all know, if you're a new person to the show, you know, I'm off the wall. You never know what the heck I'm going to do. And sometimes it's just some really random, crazy crap. And today's no different, man. So, yes, man, tonight's show, we're going to be chopping it up. We're going to be talking about a little bit of some great topics to celebrate the holidays. And those holidays, of course, Hanukkah just happened. We also got, we're leading into Christmas. And followed by that is Kwanzaa, then New Year's Eve. So, man, we got so many great things coming back to back. Depending on how you celebrate, just do it right, man. Celebrate it right. So, whichever holiday you choose to celebrate, just do it right. So, what we got going down on today's show? Some of the topics we got going down. We're going to talk about some of the holiday cooking shows. I actually got a chance to catch two of them. One was Rare Run Show. And another one was Patti LaBelle's show. Patti LaBelle already had a cooking show already. So, no, this is just an extension of it. And it had a very special guest in there. So, we'll be talking about that today. We're going to be talking about the release of the new Star Wars. If you're a Star Wars geek like me, I've seen all of them. I've watched them all a bunch. I've seen each one of them multiple times. Not about you, I've seen each one multiple times. And it's going to be pretty exciting to see how they continue because, you know, sometimes some movie trilogies or whatnot, they stop. And, or they, you know, doing reboots or whatnot. This is interesting. They're continuing going on. It's not really a reboot. It's more so continuing the storyline. So it's going to be interesting. I can't wait to see how this unravels. Definitely going to check it out. If not this weekend, next weekend, but I'm going to check it out. We're also going to be talking about the Watch the Throne, hashtag Watch the Throne New Year's Eve party. And I'm one of the people that's one of the people in power for it. So big ups to that. I appreciate my boy Reggie for allowing me to be a part of the project. So I can't wait. And so much more, man. There's so much you got on that plate. But I want to talk about one thing. I get one day off my chest as far as the holidays. And I see this so many times that, and this bugs me. It really does bug me. And I know because of this time of year, it's all about togetherness. So people tend to get to where they want to just cuff people, but they're cuffing them more so to this whole point of trying to get gifts. And it drives me nuts. So there's a couple different specials of this. There's one where there's a person that breaks up with someone right before the holidays because they don't want to have to buy that person a gift. And then there's the people who hook up with someone for the holidays just so they can either A, get a gift, or and or B, not be lonely. It's ridiculous, man. Like, I just peeped this, and I remember, like, a lot of people, they think that, oh man, if I talk to these, if I end up hollering at somebody now, you know, I can play my cards right and get a gift. And it's ridiculous. Like, it's just not happening. It's not and for you dudes out there, man, step it up this year, man. Step it up. And why that, I mean, dude, if you don't put it on hollering at the chick, man, don't waste your money. I know sometimes this is a great time of year to buy gifts and get yourself just your foot in the door so you can get some, get into the penny jars, but this ain't worth it. This is not worth it, man. Don't just spend your money just so you can try to get into somebody's draws. It ain't worth it. So again, don't do it, fellas. Think, reconsider, reconsider. Don't do it. Oh my God, it just drives me nuts. Another thing that drives me nuts about, and I guess, you know, this has inspired a top five, so I can put my top five music on, because now I was just going to spill a little tea, but now I done got on my little soapbox, and now I got to put my little music. Let me get my top five music on. Yeah. Okay, so we already got number one, and it's not necessarily in any particular order. It's just five things I cannot stand around the holidays. That's one. Two, I can't stand people for the holidays that complain about what they're going to get. Like, you're complaining about what you're going to get, and you're grown as hell. My whole thing is this, and this is how I'm tuned to be, man. Like, I'm very thankful for the gifts I get every year, cause, man, like, I get some stuff, like, and it's a little, like, to some people it might seem small, but it to me is big, because it's I know some people think it's a worn out phrase to say give from the heart, but it's really being given from the heart, and I appreciate that. Some people might think gift cards have made people lazy, but I don't necessarily think so. Because I think gift cards, especially when it's not, you don't just get a generic gift card, you get them a gift card to where they want to go. I think that still requires a lot of thought too, because it means you're paying attention to things they like. So, still problem with gift cards, but to you people out there that complain, it is ridiculous. Stop it, man. Number three of things that drive me nuts for the holidays. And one, I will say this is unofficial at the list, but Guitar Center going to be definitely get it. I'm going to be using that warranty. Because, man, these headphones over here off the chain, Lord. Tripping. But number three. The three of my list of things I cannot stand for the holidays and this might be telling, and people are gonna be like, "Damn, man, you're heartless, man." But I'm just gonna keep it real with you. I can't stand being around some people, man. Like, oh my God, you gotta go to the song and dance to deal with people who want to be extra and do the most. Like, please don't do the most. I'm just gonna leave it at that. I ain't go too much into that. Number four, things I hate. People that hate on me because we open our gifts on Christmas Eve. Yes, now this is what used to happen. Like, when we were little, me, my little brother and my little sister, my mom, because of anticipation, my mom would always let us open up one gift on Christmas Eve. And so as we got older, she allowed us to open up the gifts she allowed us to open up all our gifts we wanted to on Christmas Eve. Now, I know some people are like, well, that really takes us in front of our Christmas Day. Not really. I'm gonna tell you why I don't take the fun out of Christmas Day. Because you can wake up, you know, because if you're like me, especially if what you get involves being a video game, you end up playing late at night, and then you can pass out and fall asleep, and wake up in the morning, a little late and be good to go. I don't know about y'all, but again, I love doing that. Number five, I hate crappy basketball games. If it's not a good basketball game on Christmas, don't play it, man. Do not show it on TV. Hopefully, this Lakers versus Clippers game is not going to be trash. I mean, really, just don't be trash, man. So we will see, because I cannot stand it. That was like a bonus, really. But okay, so I got number six. I was only gonna do five, but that one I was kind of threw out there. Number six, things I cannot stand on Christmas for the holidays or whatnot. Some of the gifts y'all give y'all kids. I need y'all to make sure y'all kids stay the hell out of my way. Stay the hell out of my way, man. I remember I was a kid too, have fun and all that, but man, these kids don't be having no common sense. They are really gonna be paying attention now. And what I don't want to see, like the gift of this year, I hate. For kids, is if I see a bunch of them goddamn hoverboards, I'm gonna scream at the top of my head. I do not want to see them hoverboards all over the place. They're gonna be in there. I just see nonsense happening. I know I sound like an old ass man, but hey, I'm just saying what other people want to say, but they don't want to say because they don't want to come off as mean. So, hey, I said it. All right, that being said, y'all, we're going to go ahead and go to a music break. And shoot, I mean, this ain't quite a Christmas song or holiday song, but this is, you know, it's a spiritual song, so we're going to do that. We got a little bounce version of it, though. So this is Kirk Franklin, I Smile, New Orleans Bounce Mix. We'll be back after this.
And your friends bad too. Oh, she got the swag, so she dripping swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, she got the swag, so she dripping swag goo. Oh,
I may be young, but I'm ready to give you all my love. I told my girl you can get it. Don't slow. Just don't tell nobody tomorrow.
the party. We don't cause trouble, we just ride Bugatti. Bad chick shoddy, sort of resemble Sade. Imported her in from Raleigh and pulled up into the valet. The boy dropped the keys, trying to sneak a peek at that body. See, this that time of the week, she like to freak a leak and get naughty. Therefore, I like to thank God and Ice Cube for Friday. Cause la-di-da-di, hey.
Technical difficulty, the Kirk Franken track. But yes, that was Beyonce. We like to party. And Party by Beyonce. And then that was WYS, What You Smoking by A.V. the Great. And shout out to A.V. the Great for getting the Unsigned Music Artist Award. He got it. Shout out to him. Best Male Hip Hop Artist. That's what's up, man, because it's great when, let me just tell you why I like that's so dope to me. Because this is a dude, and it just go to show, like, you never know who people know. This is a dude who I did so many events with, like, because our birthday, first of all, our birthdays are a day apart. Like, we're literally the same age. And, like, we, like, and pretty much, like, most of our birthdays, for as far as, like, because we, like, I knew him, like, when I started going to UNT, kind of put it into perspective. And, like, I saw him at one event one time and met him and said, oh, what's up? And then I said, a couple years after that, we started doing events with each other. He would always have me DJ, help him promote and design the flyers and whatnot. And he would also, you know, me and him both put the capital together. He would perform. He would find artists to perform. And it was a beautiful thing, man. Like, he was MC, and plus he was an MC as well. So it's just great to see this dude making so many moves. I mean, he's also a radio personality for K104, and that's a big local radio station here in Dallas Fort Worth area. And the dude just been making moves, man. I mean, just watching him. I mean, he's even have a track that is produced by Timbaland. I mean, the dude's making moves, but he's never forgot where he came from. He always supports Denton to the fullest. And he never forgets that I was one of the people that supported him. And it's always cool to see people do that, man. Like, just humble like that. And I'm just so blessed that I get to just be in the company of being great people all the time. And just because I'm not one of those people that name, you know, that just throw out names all the time to try to get accolades, it doesn't mean I'm not moving. That being said, go ahead and let you guys know what's coming up on next Wednesday show. On next Wednesday show, we got special guests. Artist, let me tell you who this artist is. Some of you might know if I'm even saying the name. So, she was a singer you saw on Making a Band 2, and now she's about to be on the upcoming Centric Unscripted series, and that is called From the Bottom Up. I can't wait to chop it up with her next Wednesday. The beautiful, talented Sarah Stokes will be in the building. Now, I know you're sitting there saying, wait a minute, he got connections like that. I said the same thing on Sunday every morning. No, but I'm kidding. But no, it's a blessing, man. Like, it's seeing people that, you know, that always just recognize that I'm pushing and working out here. And it's great to be able to, you know, always step it up another level and shake up some stuff around here every now and then. Like, again, you never know I'm doing the show. Yes, the show, just put a premise out there. Yes, the show is mainly catered to underground artists, you know, up and coming models that are movers and shakers, but might not necessarily be world renowned per se yet. This is the home for them. So they get their start, you know, they're starting the right track and get a little gleam to it. So get that gleam inside that star. So it's a pleasure to have so many great people that came through, and some of those same people have went on to become famous per se, or just making moves and have created great business empires. So I'm very thankful that God has blessed me with a vessel in order to allow these people to do that. And I'm like, dang, y'all like, how they hold that? Yeah, it's how the, that's what makes it a party, because the party is about celebrating everyone that has made this show what it is, man. And we only got 2 episodes left. Next Monday's show, and stay tuned for who will be interviewed for next Monday. We also, and then of course, the Wednesday show is the season finale. That will be with my girl, Sarah Stokes. So stay tuned. We definitely got a lot of hotness coming at you. Let's get some more of these topics for today. I definitely want to talk about the holiday cooking shows I peeped today. Now, in order, let me go in order. Patti LaBelle first. That was on before the Rev Ren show. And on Patti LaBelle's cooking show today, she had the young man whose viral hit video of him singing about some pie. He was on Patty Chicken show today. And it was just so dope because, first of all, I didn't take the time out to issue an apology to Patti LaBelle. Let me do that. You know, you never know. The same way I just said, people never know what I'm doing in the shadows and how I'm moving. Hell, you know, you never knew what she was doing. Just because it didn't happen as fast as we thought, don't think that it didn't happen. And so that being said, the young man, James Chanel Wright, or James Wright Chanel, excuse me, I mix up the order. But, yeah, he was on Patti LaBelle's cooking show today. And, of course, he was cutting up because they were making all different types of holiday pies. And they made the famous patty pie. They even had the patty pie. It was the sweet potatoes, but it was mixed with apples too. So it was a hilarious, like, I was crying laughing so much doing that show, because it was just, that dude was just so crazy, man. He just so crazy animated. So big ups to that. It was a great show. Man, Patty was over there throwing down. And all y'all making them memes talking about she don't put enough nutmeg, y'all need to cut that out. Patty was putting on so much damn nutmeg. You thought she ran out of peaches. She gonna run out of stuff for nutmeg. So, Patty was throwing so much nutmeg in it. Then the Rev Run show came on. I'll be honest, it was kind of like Rev Run was kind of was wholesome and it had a lot of corny moments and whatnot. But this is like really corny, man. Like, this is just too corny. How can when you talk about food, it's almost close to impossible to make food boring. But they were doing a great job today. they had some great points during the show. But it's not just too. It was too slow. It was just too much. It was just doing too much. Like, they were trying too hard. Because what made Run's House great was, it didn't feel so scripted. Yeah, I know that the camera people and producer kind of, you know, egg stuff on, but the cooking show felt really scripted. It was just too. It didn't allow them to just be naturally crazy how they do, and you just feel that it was too corny. The parallel, and that's the different parallels of the shows. The Patti LaBelle cooking show that was on, that felt like it was unscripted, and they were just going off. They were just going off the dome. They say, "We're gonna cook and give you the recipe, but we're gonna make it fun while we do it." So, big ups to Patty, come on, Patty, push through, Patty. Shout out to Patty LaBelle, the sweet potato patty pies, as he would say. Star Wars, man. Okay, so I talked a little bit about Star Wars. I'm ready for Star Wars. This one woman today was talking about, oh my God, if these terrorists wanted to really shake the stuff up, they would go to movie theaters some trash at these movie theaters, why would you even speak that to existence? Yeah, I know people might try, but let's not speak something to existence. It's just so ridiculous that so many crimes happen on, and it gets to a point where people just think that this is a game. Like, let's play about, like, bomb threats have always happened. But now in the climate that we're in these days, it's even elevated to another level now. I mean, in L.A., they literally had to close down the entire school district because of fucking bomb threats. That is ridiculous, man. Like, I don't get why people think it's a damn joke to play with other people's lives. It's stupid. It's very childish. It's just not cool at all. Like, don't play that way. You gotta have something better to do with your time than to play with someone's life. So, I ain't trying to wish ill will against you, but God damn it, man. Go have some damn common sense. Oh. So, Star Wars, I just really hope that we ain't got no fools. I've been not hearing about no fools this weekend. Speaking of which, now that we know that people think that might happen, the same way they did for the NWA movies, they need a heightened security for these Star Wars movies. Because especially all the races that were running amok online about Black Jedi, they losing their fucking mind about this. People, get over it. This is not the first Black Jedi. It's not the first. Stop being stupid. And if you really want to be slick, Darth Vader was played by a damn black man, James Earl Jones. So get the hell over it. Ain't nobody, in the words of Sweet Brown,
anybody got time for that?
We ain't got time for that. We ain't got time. Goodness. All right, so I'm going to bring the show to a halt here in a moment. And before I do that, I want to just let you guys know, if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, if you plan to be in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, make sure you come out to the official New Year's Eve bash that you need to be at. Trust me, you don't want to be anywhere else. You want to be somewhere where it's going to be turned up and people just going to have a good time. The events we have been doing the past couple of events have been off the damn chain. If you didn't go to Slump, you missed something off the damn chain. If you didn't go to Slump, you missed something off the damn chain. I'm just telling you, like, you seriously have to, you cannot miss this. And then, oh God, let's not forget about oh God. That was the official Baylor TCU after party. And TCU won. It's like just made the atmosphere that much more fun, man. So make sure you come out. I guarantee you'll have a good time. Heck, let me tell you some of the things you can look forward to coming to this. We have the best. We're giving it's cash prize for the best dressed male and the best dressed female. There's also going to be a midnight champagne toast and free catered buffet. And guess how much it costs you get them? Buckle your seatbelts. $10. $10 spanking dollars. Yes, I know. How often do you see a good New Year's Eve party for $10? It's hard. It's hard to find one. I will, and just to let you know, I will be putting a link up soon for you to go buy your tickets ahead of time, because you know how it goes. It start gearing packed, we're going to start raising up the damn prices. So make sure you get your ticket ahead of time. That being said, man, we're going to go ahead and close the show early. And I want to just remind y'all to have a safe weekend and just be careful, man. Especially if you can go see the Star Wars movie, just watch your surroundings. You see anybody acting a goddamn fool, just watch the surroundings. Now I got that off my chest. I want to remind you guys, you can find all the shows at blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. You can find them on iTunes. Type in Dust Spot Radio Network. You can type in Dust Spot Radio Network on the TuneIn app. And you can even type in Dust Spot Radio Network on Stitcher, in the Stitcher app. And, of course, you can always go to dustspot.com/Dust Spot Radio and find the show, find the show page there. You can see, you go to our interviews page to see most recent interviews we've done. You can also go to the Wall of Fame and see some of the celebrities and whatnot we've had come through the show. And the most recent 6 episodes are always posted on a little radio player right there on that page. So there you go. All right, y'all, we're rolling on out. Remind you of everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J, over there's a U, there is a way. You tuned in an episode of Life at the Dust Live with your boy, Setty J. We're rolling on out.